for the gospel reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. Breathe on us the breath of life. Amen. I came across this story about a class in nursing school. The professor of the class gave the students a quiz. The last question on the quiz stumped most of the students in the class. The question was, "What is the first name of the woman who cleans our building?" The students had barely noticed this woman. How could they know her name? Before class ended, one student asked the professor if the last question would be counted against their grade, toward their grade. The professor said, "Absolutely. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is notice them and learn their name." The students never forgot that lesson, and they also learned that her name was Dorothy. Our story in Mark today gives us a snapshot of how certain people are overlooked. The story opens in the temple, where there are a lot of people coming and going. Jesus is teaching there in the temple, and he makes it very clear that he is not impressed with the scribes who are in the temple. Now, these scribes are specialists in the Torah and in the law of Moses. So they are experts. They are the best of the best. They are the public face of the Jewish religion. And the scribes in our story today are Jerusalem scribes. So they are connected to the high priests of the temple. These scribes are Jerusalem elite. Everyone notices them. Everyone knows who they are. They are given the utmost respect and honor. And while all the attention goes to the scribes, Jesus tells his listeners to beware of them. Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, who like to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and who like to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. Beware of them, because they devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, they say long prayers. This should be a warning to all preachers to avoid saying long prayers. These people who are given attention and honor, who do these things in order to be seen and noticed and praised, are not in fact living up to the spirit of the law in which they are supposed to be experts. Because the spirit of Torah and the law of Moses is to love and care for our neighbors, not to take advantage of them and leave them destitute. Amen. After Jesus teaches, he sits down and watches the crowd of people in the temple. There are many rich people putting large sums of money into the temple treasury, which is like our offering. Again, these people are used to being seen and noticed. Everyone knows who the wealthy in society are. They are easily noticed due to their style of dress and their accessories. They are public figures who gain recognition for the large monetary gifts that they give various organizations. When these people show up to the temple, they are seen and noticed. And I'm sure the temple leaders go out of their way to talk to these people and welcome them. As Jesus is sitting there watching the crowd, we are told a poor widow is among them. Now, with these two words, poor and widow, we learn that she is doubly destitute. Not only does she not have a husband to provide for her, and remember, at this time, women couldn't have jobs to earn money to support themselves. So not only does she not have a husband, she is also poor. She is a poor woman on her own in the world. And we are told she gives her last two coins, all she has left to live on, to the temple treasury. Now, in a crowd like this, with the scribes in their fancy robes and the wealthy folks giving large sums of money, a woman like this is easily overlooked. Nothing about her would warrant anyone noticing her. She wouldn't be wearing flashy clothes and accessories. She wouldn't have a bag full of money with her. She most likely would not be at the top of the list of the scribes of people to welcome. In a crowd like this, a woman like this is easily overlooked. There are many people in our world today that are easily overlooked. In a society that elevates celebrities, CEOs, the wealthy and successful, those who don't fit into these categories are not easily noticed. They are seemingly invisible. People such as trash workers, the incarcerated, families of the incarcerated, janitors and custodians, and I'm sure you can name several more. These people are often overlooked because they don't hold positions of prestige in our society. But I also think they are overlooked because we only see them as labels. Labels that are meant to categorize and evoke certain assumptions and stereotypes. Labels such as immigrant, poor, guilty, sick, divorced, gay, minority, ex-convict, recovering addict. When we see people as labels, it makes it easier for us to overlook their individuality and sweep them up into a category. And we treat them according to their label. Oftentimes, these labels are used to further the invisibility of the person. Because labels make it harder for us to see others as individuals. We only see them as their label. And when we do this, it makes it easier for us to treat them differently. We no longer see them as people, we see them as their label. This weekend, November 9th and 10th, marked the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when the Nazi persecution of their Jewish neighbors began. It was called Night of Broken Glass because of the shattered glass that littered the streets after the vandalism of Jewish businesses, homes, and synagogues. That night, the Nazis rounded up some 30,000 Jewish men from Germany and surrounding territories and sent them to concentration camps. Over the next several years, the Nazis would kill about 6 million Jewish men, children, and women. About two-thirds of the Jewish population in Europe. Now, the problem wasn't that the Nazis didn't notice their Jewish neighbors. They noticed them. But they only saw them as a label. They did not see them as genuine human beings deserving love and respect. They did not see them as people of the same human family as them. They saw their label as Jews. And that label meant for the Nazis that they were opponents to be feared and despised. When we only see people as labels to be feared and despised, we are likely to treat them as less than human. As we have seen throughout history, and as we are seeing in our country today. But in this story in Mark, as Jesus is in the temple watching the crowds of people that included the people in high positions of honor, Jesus sees the woman who is poor and widowed. He sees her. He sees her plight. He sees her struggle. He sees that she is giving all that she has left to live on. He sees her. He sees her not as an object lesson for faithful giving, but he sees her as a person with a story. He sees what is going on in her life. Perhaps there is someone here today who needs to hear that. God sees you. God sees your struggles. God sees your plight. God knows what is going on in your life. God sees you. God sees through the labels that have been placed upon you, and God sees you as a beloved child of God. Oftentimes, before we can really see others, we need to accept that God sees us for who we truly are as children of God. The God who sees us as children of God will equip us to see others as fellow humans who are loved by God. God will equip us to see others as God sees them. And we will be shaped to reflect the character of God that is described in Psalm 146. We will be shaped into people who watch over persons who are strangers, who uphold persons who are orphaned and widowed, who give food to those who are hungry, and who execute justice for persons who are oppressed. But before we can do anything for and with them, before we can care with them and for them, we must see them as people, not as labels. Who are the people in your daily influence? Your daily sphere of influence that go unnoticed? Who are the people in your workplaces and neighborhoods who have been ignored? Who are the people in our community here in Kingston Springs who have only been seen as a label? May God open our eyes to see them as God sees them, beloved children of God. Amen.